Yeah. So let's get started. I'm gonna start recording now, if that's okay.
That's fine.
And I'm just gonna put it in front of me. I wanna hear you and I don't care about me. Is that in your way?
Nope.
Okay. So just to get started, your name is Carolyn Boardman.
Caroline.
Caroline. Thank
Boardman,
you.
yes.
And your age roughly?
I'm 40.
40, okay. Gender female?
Yep.
Occupation?
Communications director for the American Red Cross Northeastern New York region. That's all on my business card too, so
Right. And that you had already said covers 17 counties, including what portion of the Catskills? All of the Catskills or part of the Catskills or
No, if you look here on the map, you'll see we are in, well, not much of the, it's Ulster, Dutchess, Columbia, Greene counties, so we,
Okay.
Greene is probably the most significant part that touches the Catskills, I would say, in our purview. But yeah, 17 counties from what we say is Poughkeepsie to Plattsburgh, basically.
And how long have you been doing that?
It's been about a year and a half now.
Okay. So it was not so you were in the job about 6 months when this incident happened.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not even. It was April, May, June, July. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, 6 months.
And what was and what and prior to that, what kind of work were you doing?
I've been doing communications for the last 8 years, so media public relations. I worked for the Troy City School District. I was the communications specialist there, so I was the spokesperson. I did, I was the journalist, the photographer, the web manager. Pretty much the same thing that I do here, but for the school district.
And you were there for 8 years?
No, I was there for 4 years. Prior to that, I was at Union College,
Okay.
also doing communications work as well, so supporting their alumni relations and their web programming and media content.
And how long have you been in the region, and how long have you been living in the regional
Most of
area?
my life. I mean, I was born in the Capital District. But like I moved to New Hampshire, I lived in Colorado, Oregon, Manhattan. So I've been back and forth, but majority of my life I've been here.
So you're pretty familiar with the region that you're serving now.
Yes. Yeah. Which is definitely advantageous, especially dealing with the media. I know the market and I know the big players and who to contact, and so it's been helpful.
So can you describe what your role was in terms of sharing information during Irene?
I was pretty much the lead communicator for our regional response for the Red Cross. Initially, we didn't know how extensive the damage would be, and that it would basically become a national disaster in the Red Cross's eyes and in their view. So it was in our own backyard. Normally, you hear about the Colorado wildfires, you hear about tornadoes touching down in Alabama, or you hear, floods along the Mississippi, but all of a sudden it was here. And so national resources and assets were coming to upstate New York from all over the country to help support our efforts. But I was doing my daily job, which is communicating with the media about what we do. It just got really intense. And what I normally do was multiplied, 20 times over. And so I was constantly on the phone and on the computer and doing setting up interviews and but also trying to move around and document what we were doing and have volunteers take pictures and try to tell the story of what we were doing. But yeah, I was in the middle of the storm, so to speak.
So just I'm gonna break it down a little bit because I have to confess I don't really know what the Red Cross does too much.
Sure.
So there's people out in the field in these counties that are working on the ground. Is that part of what's
Right.
happening?
We've got volunteers. So when we have a situation like this, we do basically a call down. So it's like a phone tree. You call and say, "Hey, this is going on. We have this many people affected. We're going to be setting up shelters in Greene County or Albany County or Schenectady County, et cetera. And we need people to staff the shelter. We need people to get food out to areas where trees have come down on roads and people are blocked off and they have no food and water and power." So we do a call down and we ask our volunteers to respond. And then we look at what their skill set is and what they're interested in and what their area of expertise is according to what they've told us and what training they've had and we send them out appropriately. We also had like 250 people respond spontaneously, which means they basically, they either call or they walk through the door or they send an email and they want to help immediately because of what's happening with Hurricane Irene and Tropical Storm Lee. So we did our best to give them immediate training and dispatch them to help out if they could with feeding and sheltering and just supporting whatever we needed to do.
So you have kind of people that have prior to the event signed it up as volunteers and are connected and trained and maybe participated in other disasters or other emergencies. Yeah,
96% of the Red Cross is, the work is done by volunteers.
Okay.
So it's really, it's a volunteer run and led organization.
Okay.
The paid staff is a very small percentage versus the volunteers.
Okay. And do you have, in all the counties that were impacted, do you have a presence of volunteers that were standing volunteers in all of those counties?
Yeah. Yep, we've got teams in all the counties, some more than others. Obviously, if it's a more urban area like the Albany County, we've, you know, we have a good cadre of volunteers versus Greene County, which is more rural. It also gets more difficult too when it's a more rural county, like if you go up into the North Country, because the counties get bigger, you can see on the map, and so the roads that are traveled and the miles and the distance between what's happening is increased. So, you know, there's more volunteers in the urban areas, but we really need it to be flipped so there were more volunteers in the rural areas, because that would help with the coverage. But that's just the way it goes.
Right. So was part of your job to be talking to these volunteers, or did you have to, were you having any connection with the volunteers and sharing information with them or getting information from them?
Yeah, to a degree. Every day we'd have a morning meeting. We had a disaster operations center set up here in this building. So every morning we'd have a stand-up meeting, and every different department would talk about what was going on, what the statistics were, damage assessment, how many houses were affected, how many volunteers, where we needed to provide food, if we were opening a shelter, how many people were in the shelter, if we were closing a shelter, moving a shelter, moving supplies. So again, most of the work done was done by volunteers, so the people that I worked with were volunteers, so what they communicated to me and what I was telling the media was working with volunteers.
And did those people have to physically come here from those different counties that were impacted, or?
It depends. I mean, if we had a shelter in Greene County, they were going to be at the shelter in Greene County. It really depends on, again, the area of expertise that the volunteer has. So where they would be assigned. You know? And we had volunteers from all over the country. I had someone here from California. A gentleman from Georgia. We had someone here from Alaska. And so it wasn't just our regional volunteers. It was people who are part of the national organization and the national structure. They get called. Can you respond to upstate New York for the next 2 weeks? Can you help out in, you know, Greene County or Binghamton, the southern tier, you know, all the flooding that happened down there? So, as I said, it became a national disaster in the Red Cross's eyes. So they dispatched vehicles from all over the country, people from all over the country, monetary resources from all over the country. It all came here.
And that's also part of the communication that you're needing to do as well. Are you involved in that part of the?
No. I do media and public relations. I don't do the internal structure of the organization. I tell the story. You know, I had the media come here when all the different response vehicles came and they took pictures, and when our volunteers were loading up trucks to send water and other supplies out, I had the media come here. It was a huge media event for like an entire month. Check presentations. If you look out there, we call it Big Check Boulevard. We raised $1 million in 30 days because of the storms, but because of the visibility that we had and people knowing that the need was so great, and we had a lot of corporate sponsors and partners step up, and you can see the amounts. I mean, there's a check for $50,000, another check for $137,000. So that's what I did. I told the public what we did during the response, what we needed, and so that's how it was fulfilled.
Well, maybe we could spend a couple minutes and you could tell me what from your perspective, what parts where did the story take place around Iran and the where were the impacted areas that you were dealing with?
Well, it was multiple areas. You know, we had Waterford, Rotterdam Junction. Obviously, Prattsville was huge. Schoharie County was really intense. You know, it was Schenectady lost power. Poughkeepsie had problems. It was 15 out of the 17 counties that we cover were affected.
Okay.
So it was a very large response.
Okay.
And so we were, you know, our resources and our time and our people were stretched thin. And I couldn't be everywhere at the same time. That was,
right.
You know,
right.
Impossible.
Did you have any volunteers that were specifically working with you?
Yeah, I had some local volunteers, and then I had a woman from California come in and help with what we call public affairs, which is the media and the public relations. And a guy from Georgia came up, and he went out and took pictures and did some social media for me. And the Red Cross has a whole public affairs team. So, like, I, for instance, have training where I could deploy somewhere. It
mm-hmm.
could be, you know, California or Montana or wherever. I could be the one that would fly out and help them with their public affairs and their media
mm-hmm.
and public relations once I landed on the ground, because the Red Cross understands the need for telling the story.
Okay.
And so we all can train for that and then go and help others that need it.
So it sounds like the kind of the organization that you're working with, the Red Cross, kind of has a system for bringing in information.